Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good? One more time for y'all. Hey, welcome in here to the Wednesday, September 18th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Borling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live
from the worst slums of Sacramento.
Indeed. So happy that you are here with us. Lots of stuff to talk about. Adrian Wojnarowski retiring. The game. He's not dead, sir. You don't have to. He hasn't gone the way of Flipside and everything else that you point to this guy for, but.
What's the other, the trademark, the beam team.
The beam team, yeah.
I gotta get my trademark in, because this year is the redeem beam.
I don't know. There's just something about that doesn't sound.
This is the redeem beam.
I just wish you'd stop saying it. It sounds. I mean, you guys hear it, right? The redeem beam. It just
the redeem beam.
Yeah, I don't know. Happens to all of us, pal. That's the only thing I can think of. So we'll get to that. Obviously, a lot of NFL stuff. I think. Joe Davidson's with us. Shout out to Joe D. JD. I thought we was guest free today, man. But Joe D's going to be with us. We've got a lot of week two stuff to wrap up, because obviously we'll get ready for week three beginning tomorrow. Power rankings returns today. Well, at least mine do. I don't know. KC's is blank. Mine's right there. I had a tough time, because we know what KC does with power rankings.
What does KC do with power
rankings? You do like the Pro Football Focus power rankings, where it's like,
compare me to them.
Kansas City and San Francisco are still the best teams, so they're number one and number two. And if San Francisco played Tampa Bay in a 7-game series, like, San Francisco would win, so the Bucs are out and the 49ers are in.
It's literally what power rankings should be.
No, they're week to week power ranking.
So is Northern Illinois top 25 team because they beat Notre Dame? No, they're not.
Who beat Michigan? Texas.
Yeah, they did, and that was a quality loss. That was a quality loss.
At this point, you're not wrong. You're not wrong about that. So, look, I'll just tell you right now. KC's power rankings are Chiefs 49ers, and then five is the Ravens. Even though they're 0-2, still likes Lamar Jackson. I'll give you my five coming up later on in the day. But we get our jokes off. The 49ers and Chiefs are still atop of the Super Bowl favorites.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed. Like, McCaffrey, Debo, we've talked, you know, really since Kyle gave us the news. I guess that was Monday afternoon. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we are both confident in what the 49ers can do moving forward. I think we're both confident in what they could do this week. Vegas remains confident that they could continue to win throughout the season, and we've already gotten the, I don't know when he's going to return as far as Christian McCaffrey goes. We haven't gotten anything like that with Debo, but Vegas unswayed by this. Kansas City, two really close games to start the season, both victories, both at the buzzer, if you will, victories. Yeah. Vegas completely unswayed by that. Still has San Francisco, or do this right, still has Kansas City in San Francisco atop the Super Bowl favorite odds.
Yeah, and you know, especially like right now, you know what I'm saying? Like it's too early, in my opinion, to make any rash judgments.
Of course.
One way or another.
For sure.
I'll spoiler alert, the Ravens are not in my top five, but I still think...
I'll believe it when I see it.
I still think they're Super Bowl contenders.
Absolutely, I agree.
I think they are, so...
I agree.
It doesn't surprise
me. Makes this weekend's game interesting, but...
Who they got this weekend?
Dallas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's... Yeah. Where's that one at?
Jesse called it a loser leaves town match. That's a good question. I don't know. I think it's in Baltimore, but I'm not sure. I'm going to look for you right now.
That is, whoa, that's a big time game.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if it's a loser leave town match.
I don't think so, but that's a fun storyline.
Yeah, if the Cowboys lose, I don't know if I can say they leave town. Although, I had them miss in the playoffs.
Wouldn't hurt if they did.
Really matter.
What about the Ravens, though? They start 0-3.
Right,
losing to Dallas. And, yeah, like, not trying to, like, bomb trash on Dallas or whatever.
It's in Dallas. I don't know if that's what I said. It's in Dallas.
No, that's they got to have this one. They got to have this one for sure.
Baltimore?
Yeah. They absolutely got to
have it. Dallas doesn't really lose at home either.
Well, except for last week.
That's true. That broke. Shake that. Before last week, they were good at home.
What was
before
that?
Before last week.
They were 8-0 last. Oh yeah, they won a bunch. Yeah.
Well, okay. So we're going to tell the whole story. It's regular season games.
Well, that's true.
Because they lost the playoff game at home, didn't they?
Last two playoff games at home.
Okay, so let's be careful about how we talk about Dallas.
The Dallas Cowboys are great at home when they're not playing the Saints.
No, during the regular season.
Exactly.
Or
when they're not playing the Saints.
There you go.
That's a baseball stat.
Take that for data.
That's a baseball
Speaking of baseball,
stat
I was
right
watching
there.
Baseball last night.
I saw that. I saw you too.
It was a really good game.
I caught the immediate reaction to the Altuve thing, and so I was able to catch a little
you,
bit.
You
kind
of like people were talking about on Twitter or something.
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah.
Because that was ridiculous.
No, that was pretty. That was pretty.
it was ridiculous all the way around.
That was
actually.
That was the good thing about that's that there are very few good things about Twitter. That was one of the good ones. Is I just happened to be on it, which I never am, and found the game and. The next play hadn't even happened yet because of the whole, look at my toe.
Now, that was great. You didn't have to take your shoe off. Hey. And your sock. Come on, man. And then.
My man trying to drive home a point.
And then, like I said, how are you going to throw him out because you were wrong?
Man said, look
you
at,
were dead wrong.
Man said, look at my toe. Look at my toe.
That was actually a really good game, though. That kind of. Low key, it kind of got me ready for playoff baseball, because this is one of the bad parts about how they do baseball now. I mean, races don't really matter, you know. Even the Padres, like, yeah, you want to win the NL West. They're three games back, maybe four games back now of the Dodgers, but they're like four games clear of making the playoffs. Mm. Like they're in the playoffs regardless. Mm. So it loses a little luster around this time. This was always a great time when you talked about pennant races and even when they had one wild card trying to, you know, figure out who that is. But that's kind of gone. And
too many playoff teams?
In my opinion, yeah. For sure, too many playoff teams. For sure. I thought it was perfect the way
this is kind of what we're going to experience like on Thanksgiving for college football.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like this, like I'm excited for Ohio State and Michigan. It's always a fun, like we have fun with it. I genuinely don't care. I like having fun. I don't like to pick on you when it comes to the 49ers. I genuinely like the 49ers.
Yeah,
I don't like Michigan, so I don't mind needling Michigan a little bit, especially because it's a rivalry with so many of like my friends that you've met along the way and all
of
that.
Throwing chairs.
That's all right. But it's like, all right, so Michigan loses, they'll be the 12th seed. Now, or Ohio State loses, they'll be the 8th seed.
In yes, 100%. This year might be a little different, right? Because if Michigan loses.
I don't know. Oh, if Michigan loses again.
Yeah, and they might lose on Saturday.
Well, but no, I disagree. Well, okay, so if they lose Saturday, that's different. I don't think they're a good football team. They're like, it's they are the University of Michigan. They are the defending national champions, but they're not. And that's the dangers of, that's the difficulty of college sports. Oh, this is a shell of the team. Yeah, it is. It's not the same team.
Yeah.
All of them other kids are gone. The coach is gone. Like, you see that in college sports so often. But if they get through this weekend and they wind up losing to Texas and Ohio State, those actually aren't bad losses.
No, and your point is spot on. Like, we'll take it back a year ago. Like, if this was in a place a year ago, it wouldn't have mattered who won that Michigan-Ohio State game or who went to the Big Ten championship. Like, they both would have been in the playoffs. So, yeah, baseball's kind of gotten to that point.
Less than about 11 games left, 10, 11 games left?
For baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's about 2 weeks.
I know Shohei's at 48-48, and he had gone, I think, a whopping four games or something without a home run.
Slump.
And he broke out of that. And now it's like, all right, he's got about 10, 11 games to get those.
To me, there's not even an intrigue in that.
Yeah.
Like, he might get it tonight.
He's going to get two home runs and two stolen bases tonight? If you get that one, that's a hell of a call. That's a hell of a call. Well, you are a Dodgers guy.
Well, whoa.
As Jason Jones lays out every week.
No, don't listen to that guy, man. I'm telling you.
It's the professor.
Don't listen to that guy.
He's a professor.
Oh, they're playing the Marlins, too. Yeah, he definitely might get it tonight.
Oh. There you go.
He might just get an extra home run just for good measure. Three homers.
Does it have to be 51-51, 52-52? It's just got to be a perfectly aesthetically pleasing stat.
Yeah, 50-50 sounds good.
How many is Aaron Judge at? He slowed down quite a bit, yeah? That's a
good question. He has.
Is he approaching 50 still? Yeah, they said he was on pace, I think, for 63,
I want to say he's not going to get it, but he almost get the triple crown again. He's got 53 home runs.
Oh, wow. I don't think I realized he had that many.
Man, Aaron Judge, yo, this is crazy. I don't think he got it last year. He didn't get the triple crown last year, did he?
No.
But he was like really, really close.
He was really close, yeah.
This year, he's second in batting average, first in home runs, first in runs batted in. These last 2 years, he didn't put together. It's crazy. Man. Bobby Witt, he's not going to catch him. Aaron Judge is batting 323. That number's crazy in itself. But Bobby Witt Jr. is batting 331, so he's not going to catch him. But he's far ahead of Shohei in both home runs and runs batted in. 53-48 in home runs. 136-110 in RBIs.
Well, that's the baseball season winding down.
Welcome to High Heat here on D-Lo and KC.
First time for everything. WNBA regular season.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Season is winding down. In fact, it wraps up tomorrow night. We'll talk about some of those different scenarios. I'm going to be honest, man. I'm not good with this Portland announcement at all. I know we knew it was coming, but reading that ESPN article really pissed me off. We'll have that.
Talk about it, man.
We'll have that as the day progresses.
And then look, when we come back, we got some, our boy Jay Gayton over at CBS 13 kind of broke, I guess, the guidelines this Sac State is looking for to get into the Pac-12. So that's interesting.
Let's get Jake on the show here in the next day or so. Woj calls it quits. We'll talk a little bit about that, what that means for Shams and Chris Haynes, who are both, at least publicly, free agents. And what's the biggest threat that the Rams pose to the 49ers? We'll talk about that. We're thrilled that you're here with us. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play. With 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games, sky is the limit at Sky River Casino. Head over to trainwithmap.com and take advantage of all of the wonderful things that my man Greg has offered all of us. Of course, Greg was with us here on this show. It's trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. Free nutritionist consultation, free macro calculator, and a link that takes you directly to maptrition.com. Again, it's trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. Greg built this website for us. Any questions you guys have, you can ask them right there on the website. Anything that I can't answer here when we're doing these during the live show, he can answer them for you. And again, the link to MapTrition, all of the supplements, the protein shakes, the fat burners, all of that stuff, it's right there on the same page. It's trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. Woj perhaps dropped the biggest Woj bomb of all today when he set him out. And he kind of had a, he posted that ESPN is supportive of his decision and he's stepping away and didn't really add much. He said, you know, the investment into what he does for a living as an insider, it's a bit too much. It's a bit too consuming. And I think it was shortly thereafter, I think it was Schefter who broke this part of the story, I'm sure in cooperation with Woj, that he's taking over as the general manager of St. Bonaventure. And he'll help with recruiting, NIL allocation. He'll work with the head coach. I don't know what that means, but salute. And he's stepping away from this insider's game.
I don't blame him for his reasons. Obviously, I salute him for what he brought to the game. I couldn't imagine like doing that, what he does for 30 years or something like that, like at that level. Like, I know he's been, you know, reporting for a long time, but he's been Woj with the Woj bombs. What would we say, 10 years?
Oh, longer than that. He's been 7 years with ESPN. He was with Yahoo before that. I don't know how many years, though.
When did the Woj bomb, like breaking the news, being the first, like when
I feel like that started when he went to ESPN.
And that's kind of what I mean. Like,
yeah, that's, I think he's been 7 years.
I thought he did it at Yahoo too, though. I thought he did a little bit.
I can't remember any Yahoo bombs. I'm sure they're there. Yeah. I remember his writing from Yahoo. That's what I remember the most. And obviously ESPN wanted him for a reason. Because he was breaking news, but maybe it's the continuous growth of Twitter. Like I'm not sure when it like really, really became a thing.
Yeah, and I can't imagine doing that for 30 years.
Yeah.
Like, I have to be first and doing all this other, like,
well, not to mention the stress of when you get the news.
That too.
Like, think about the UConn coach, Hurley.
Yeah.
And everything that went into that, and I'm sure he knew what time it was, but I feel like he thought he was going to be the coach of the Lakers, and that's a tough That's a tough one.
That might have been the one that had him rethinking things.
For sure.
Because that was like, that was a lot. Number one, you thought you had something, all this other stuff. But, yeah, to be able to have to do that year in, year out, 365 days out of the year.
Yeah.
Like I said, maybe I could do that for a little while. It's fun for maybe 10 years. But if that's what my career is going to be for the end of eternity, nah. I'd probably go be the assistant AD at Consumers River College too.
It's not far off what he's doing. People are speculating, wait, is a general manager a made-up position? It may very well be, to be honest. It very well may be.
Good for him, though.
Someone's got to fill that role, though.
Well, they got prospects already, allegedly.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's not a secret. It was tweeted out that ESPN may have their eyes on Shams and our guy Chris Haynes.
And that makes sense because both are free agents, mm-hmm. at least publicly. They're free agents.
You know what that means? It's a bidding war.
Let's hope it goes better than the Kenny Caraway, Hassan Whiteside bidding war. Or, I mean, you sign both of them. What's the harm in signing both of them if you're ESPN? There's also Amazon.
I was just about to say, you think NBC gets in on
this? And that's the one that I'm really curious about. Mm-hmm. I feel like NBC will throw a very substantial amount of cash. I don't know what his last contract was. I know the last time I paid attention, Woj was in the range of 7 to 8 a year.
Wow.
I could see NBC, and you know, it could be, he could be ending at 10, mm-hmm. 11 per year. Like, prices change. Mm-hmm. I could see NBC throwing a very substantial amount of money at Shams Charania. He's very good. He's either the number one or two guy, like depending on how you rank your two insiders. He is number one or number two. And I mean, he's a good looking guy. He talks well. I could see them throwing a ton of money behind him.
Chris Haynes ain't going to be living by me too much longer.
I don't think so. Nope, I don't think so. Because he's
gonna be moving close to you.
I don't think that's where he's moving. I think he might move to where he could buy my old house, because I think he might have stops in Bristol ahead of him. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, NBC is in New York. Like, I mean, maybe one goes one place, one
that's,
goes
that's
the
what
other.
I'm thinking
Chris is obviously really good on TV. He does the sideline stuff already. Yeah. You have a potential multi-purpose type guy. I could see Shams more in the Mike Florio,
Chris Sims.
Chris Sims type role.
Yeah.
While Chris might be a little more versatile. You could have him in New York.
Right.
Or you could have him, you know, at the big game in Sacramento, mm-hmm. that everybody is tuning in to for Basketball Night in America.
That's right. I think that's how it kind of goes. And I don't know who has pick of the litter. It feels like, I don't know. I want to say NBC will pay the highest amount for whoever they want. But Disney and...
Oh, there's Complex Magazine. Shams Charania is being pursued by NBC and ESPN. Just sports media retirement.
So it feels like ESPN, I don't know, you tell me, like, they're not cheap. They don't necessarily look to play second fiddle, huh?
I'm sorry. You might not be able to make this out through the screen. This is a Photoshop, right? Like, can you see that?
It looks like it is.
No,
that's definitely a
Bull. John Bull, if you're listening, go. There's the little hue around him. I was like, you couldn't find a picture of Sean. And I'm looking behind him. I almost thought that was Well, obviously it's not Kenny Caraway, but if you look at the jacket, you can't quite make it out. I thought that was Travis Kelce. I was like, what is this? Why did they Photoshop this picture of Shams behind this like random backdrop?
And I'm sure. Well, I was about to say, I'm sure he has, you know, professional pictures that are in everybody's file.
No, this is 100% of the caption reads Shams Charania attending an event. You've got to be kidding me. That is absolutely a Photoshop.
I don't know why.
Oh, that is wild. That is incredible.
I don't know why they did that.
That is incredible.
But
Go ahead.
I was just saying, like, I know NBC got a lot of money coming through and everything else like that, but they, Disney, ESPN, they ain't gonna get played, right? Like, they can get in a bidding war.
Yeah.
If they really want Shams.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, if they really want either one of those guys. Like, there's, yeah, absolutely. There's and man, I'm happy for our brother Chris Haynes.
Absolutely. Let me hold a dollar.
Well, Charlene's about to be a chain here in a minute. The way this thing going, it'll be Charlene's beauty supplies all over the United States of America. If man, he is a free agent at the perfect time, man.
Absolutely.
He is a free agent at the perfect time with NBC out there, now ESPN out there, and then Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon is invested in their football coverage. They don't want to be left, you know, flat-footed in all of this.
Right. And Amazon, we haven't really talked about them in this respect, but they're going to want/need maybe a daily NBA show as well.
Mm.
They're going to need a pre and post as well. So
walk
Chris Haynes
that,
will be
though.
Good for that.
Walk me through that. Like, how does that, because the reason I ask, you talk about Amazon in a daily show. I'll go to Amazon, and we do, because we're together every Thursday at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We right there, hit the little button on the remote that takes you to Amazon Prime. You going to do that every day? You're going to leave YouTube Live or whatever your preferred, you know, streaming platform is or television platform. You're going to go to Amazon Prime to watch, you know, Swish or whatever
Swish,
it's called.
There you go. Trademark.
Trademark. The trademark God in the sky. Swish. It's all ours.
Maybe. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but it's no different than Pro Football Talk with Florio and Sims. I don't
That's
know if
on Peacock?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're daily. I think they are daily. I think they are Monday through Friday.
Peacock is a little more.
I feel like you're a little more trained
out.
To use that.
Well,
as
it's
a little more.
It's a little more built out. Like you can, like mm-hmm. if you have, like you can watch. Well, I don't want to. I think you could watch the Today Show and the NBC programming and all of that stuff.
True.
I think you could watch it from there. Like maybe I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe there is no difference. I feel like Amazon is still relatively new in the live game, mm-hmm. whereas like Peacock, for example, isn't. You can watch we'll say Savannah and Lester Holt the debate coverage mm-hmm. on NBC, like the YouTube version of NBC. Mm-hmm. You go to Peacock, you could get entirely different coverage.
True.
So they're a little bit more established in the live presentation game. Of course, they've had, you know, the Olympics live. They have WWE live.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe the way you put it is right. You're a little more trained to see live programming there, whereas we're starting to get more trained to watch live sporting events mm-hmm. on Amazon.
And
that's what Netflix is gambling on, right?
Right.
Like they're going to have to train people with Raw, with some of these comedy specials, with some of these things they're doing, to go to Netflix for live programming.
Did you see, I want to get back to that point, but did you see Netflix is going to have commercials on Raw?
I did. Oh, yeah, they've played us. Like, we know what it, come on, man. We know what it is. Not only are they going to have commercials, they're going to raise the rates.
Mm.
They know.
Where are they at now, like 20?
I think that's what I pay.
Yeah.
Is there an ad version of Netflix and then an ad free version of Netflix?
I think it's all ad free.
Yeah, I think it's all ad free. I think the differences are how many TV or accounts you can have open at a time.
I see.
So like there's a, I think there's like a family plan that I think I have.
I think I have that
too. Five more dollars than the regular one.
I think I have that too because my mom and I use the same thing. So.
Yeah, take that off the, take that. Yeah.
We just to pay
sure,
for it.
Just to make sure.
I pay for it.
Just to make sure.
Netflix is getting ridiculous, bro.
No, Netflix is absolutely
password sharing
ridiculous.
And all that.
Yeah, no, it's pretty dumb.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh man, come on now. I guess it's whatever, but come on now.
And what's funny, I think Raw is going to 2 hours in October, from October to January during the lame duck period that
then
they're on.
They're going to go back to 3 hours?
Then they're
going to
go back to three.
I don't know if I'm going to be watching like
they
that.
Don't, we don't
we
need
We were bamboozled
that.
Again.
We absolutely were. We've so been played. Upset. All we're going to get is Pat McAfee cussing. You imagine Joe Tessitore dropping an F-bomb on the middle of Raw. Like, oh, come on, man. And that's what we're paying for.
They're doing ESPN boxing on Friday. Like, bro, I just heard you curse out Triple H.
No.
But I to the wondering, like, what it might look like, maybe, and I'm just throwing it out there, maybe you could be 100% right. Maybe they don't have the bandwidth right now to have a daily show. But what if they did something like FanDuel? You know, because FanDuel's got a daily show with, what is it, Beetle, Parsons, Shams?
That's over, isn't it? That's the stadium show. That's the stadium show.
Stadium also has a channel, so that's
Stadium has the same. Like if you have Samsung, that weird little TV thing that it has, where you could watch TNA wrestling all day or Baywatch all day.
Yeah.
I think that's where the Stadium channel is too. Yeah. I don't know where else it is. Yeah. Is it on YouTube? I don't think I've ever seen it before.
I've never sat down and watched it. Kay Adams, I think she's on Underdog or FanDuel.
I think she's.
But when you say
FanDuel,
that,
I think.
What's that mean? Like
her show.
What does FanDuel mean?
That's
is
what
that
I'm
a
saying.
Show?
I think FanDuel.
I mean,
FanDuel does. I think they have a channel on YouTube TV.
Yeah, I think they stream her show on YouTube. If I'm not mistaken.
So that goes to like what you're talking. Amazon doesn't have that. Amazon, like at the very least, you say she's on FanDuel. FanDuel's got a channel, and if I really want to, I can go to this channel and just keep the screen on there. Her show might pop up or whatever. I don't necessarily have to exit out of where I'm watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
For Amazon, you'd have to do that and just kind of be sitting there a little bit. They don't have a, at least not that I know of, a continuous 24-hour station that you could just leave it on and some will be up.
Should Amazon get in the live streaming business? Like, sorry, they are.
Uh-huh.
Like the YouTube TV business. Like Amazon TV, where mm-hmm. you can get Jake and Brandon mm-hmm. and D'Lo and Casey on Sunday nights, or you could get Matt and Kevin. You could get all of the local stuff. You could get NBC Sports California. You could get a package of channels through Amazon Prime, and then there is where also you have the NBA,
mm-hmm.
Thursday Night Football, and things of that such.
Yeah, it feels like they should. I mean, it feels like they're gathering enough live content to be able to do that. And I know not games playing 24/7, but you got an NFL contract,
mm-hmm.
and you've got an NBA contract.
Long contracts.
You can play whatever. Hell, I don't think this will happen. If you took over NBA TV, you could stream NBA TV on Prime.
Which is a lot of speculation that's ultimately what's going to happen is they'll take over the production. Of course, I think that speculation was started by us. I don't really know if it's anywhere else, but TNT, Warner Brothers, they handled like the production of that stuff. Mm-hmm. It would be wise to think Amazon or NBC is going to take it over, and given NBC's workload, so to speak,
right.
seems to make a lot more sense that Amazon would take that over.
Right. And I know these rich people don't get into business to
of
do
course
things
you know
that,
that.
They, well, I'm just because I read, I listen. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Your rich guy and, newsletter.
I just read Sacramento Business Journal. That's it.
Man, can't pick that up free at the grocery store.
I can pick it up free in this lobby.
No, that's true.
So I can see where the new Costco is going to be.
No?
The new Amazon Foods is in Elk Grove. I want to read about it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But they don't get into business to lose money, right? Like to just throw away money. Usually, it don't matter how much money they have. It don't matter how much money Bezos has. But he's not going to just say, oh, I'm okay with losing $30 million or something like that.
Yeah, but they'll also take calculated risks.
Right.
So if it's, and that's what, well, you know, for all of his personal faults, Vince McMahon took a huge risk with the WWE Network, particularly the way that they chose to operate it. They removed themselves, not completely, but essentially from the pay-per-view business.
Yeah.
And he helped establish the pay-per-view business, and he removed himself from it. And that was a calculated risk that took a very long time to pay off. And there are some you could argue, when it paid off for them. But you can't argue past when NBC bought it, because when NBC paid a couple of billion, they won.
Yeah.
And like, no one wants to throw money away. But they'll take a risk if they think it'll pay off in the end.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Not like you did with the XFL.
Well.
or the what was it? The ICO Pro. Or the
What's the ICO
or the
Pro?
WPF. The ICO Pro was their supplement brand. if you watched early episodes of Raw, you'd see ICO Pro banners in the background. That was Vince McMahon's supplement brand. That went along with the WBF, the World Bodybuilding Federation.
Yeah, he was big into bodybuilding, wasn't he? He thought that was like next.
Yes, he started his own bodybuilding federation and didn't drug test with the hopes of he'd be able to lure everybody away from the IBF, which is the main body of bodybuilding federations.
Mm.
You'll be stunned to find out it failed. You know who his big acquisition? He actually had two really big acquisitions in the WBF. One was Lou Ferrigno.
Okay.
Well, past the time where he was Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
The other one was Lex Luger.
Oh.
He signed Lex Luger through the WBF because his WCW contract had a no-compete clause. So he couldn't sign with the World Wrestling Federation, so he signed with the WBF.
That's actually kind of smart.
That dude.
That's actually kind of, it's sneaky. It's sneaky, but he was thinking.
Not all calculated risks pay off. Some aren't calculated. They're just vanity projects. In any event.
To answer your original question, though, yeah, Amazon, I think they should. I mean, in some form or fashion.
It seems to make sense that Amazon TV, you guys can have it. Amazon TV would, because the idea is you want people on Amazon as much as possible. If you're not already there, we're going to give you a reason to come to Amazon Prime.
Right.
And nobody is better at serving ads based on your search history than we are. We're going to change the way advertising is done.
Mm-hmm.
And no one will have a greater algorithm to work with than the people who serve you ads on this upcoming Amazon TV that D'Lo and KC just planned.
There we go. They should make us the head of Amazon TV.
I agree.
And we'll play on, we'll have a D'Lo and KC channel. We'll have an ESPN 13 channel.
1320 just would be good. Like, out of ESPN. I don't know why.
That happens a lot. Really James does. Did that the other day, too. On the internet. Like, yeah, it's ESPN 13.
I don't know why Kenny hates the 20.
I don't hate the 20. I love the 20, man. Come on now. ESPN 1320 channel. And it's just insiders, D'Lo and KC, all day long. All day.
God forbid we add another show or more programming or something. Let Charlie have his own show. Like, Charlie could come on to Amazon Prime and just, he could have his own show for 2 or 3 hours.
We'll give Aaron his own show. F1 today.
God. Aaron, can you imagine F1 today?
F1 today.
Could you imagine what Aaron's radio show would sound like?
Honestly, no. Like, I can't.
Like, Aaron, I know Aaron used to do radio. Like, he absolutely, like,
he's got a radio voice too.
He's got a tremendous voice. Yeah.
Just see if he wants to do a segment on Friday.
The tribal chief Fridays.
Like, James won't be here Friday. We're going to need a guest at 3. Like, hey, boss, what are you doing, boss?
You want to make your return? We'll build it up. We'll get put Instagram reels up. The tribal chief comes back to radio.
I think he only gets a little hard to follow when he's like worked up about something. Because when you check on him when something's going on, he'll give you like 2 sentences from 10 things that are pissing him off. And it's up to you to kind of put it all together and figure out what it means. Mm. But I think if we talked F1, he'd be really excited.
Oh, he could do the whole.
Well, you're the one who might have the new. Well,
Kenny Michael Schumacher. Let me tell you guys about him.
Lewis Hamilton.
You should see the way Kenny is hoeing himself out, man. It was unbelievable. We'll see.
Let me come in with my Ferrari jersey. Schumacher 12.
Oh, man.
Just have him talk F1 and Packers for an hour on Friday.
He a Packers fan?
Yeah, I think he's worn the jersey a couple times.
That's right, he did. I think he did.
I think he wore a...
Before the playoff game last year.
Did he wear a 4?
He did.
I think we had to tell him, like, sir, you can't...
That is great knowledge.
You can't wear that. And I think that was before the game. It was like, buddy, like, I get it. You can't wear that. We'll come back. We'll shift our attention back to the 49ers. What's the biggest threat that the Rams pose to the San Francisco 49ers? First round of power rankings on the way. And Joe Davidson coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. Lots to talk to Joe D about. That's all ahead. It's D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Caraway's college trivia during the commercial break there, for those who want to catch up on that.
Hey, man, people got getting ready to go to college. Senior year.
Senior year, indeed. You know what you need when you go to college is a good mattress, and the Labor Day mattress price war is going on right now over at Matthews Mattress. The post-Labor Day mattress price war is jumping off. Whatever you're looking for, it's on sale, I promise you. What is going on right now is 36-month special financing with zero interest, with no money down, on approved credit, with equal monthly payments required. There is still time to take advantage of great prices over at Matthews Mattress. Head over to MatthewsMattress.com, find the location nearest you, go in, tell them you're part of the Chatty House, tell them you heard them on D'Lo and KC, and leave with a brand new mattress. And trust me on this one, leave with an adjustable headboard. Not literally leave. They'll deliver it to you because that's how they roll, but still.
And depending on when you order, if you buy by 5, you can sleep by 9. They'll have that.
If it's in stock.
Backboard.
Yep.
Backboard.
Headboard, backboard, footboard. Got a massage board. Got a skateboard. Everything.
They'll have that to you before 9, man. You'll be able to sleep on it. Now remove your old set as well.
Do the Rams, what's the biggest threat that the Rams pose to the 49ers?
Sean McVay.
Mm.
Sean McVay being familiar with the 49ers, being familiar with Kyle Shanahan. And I know it hasn't resulted in a lot of wins, but he seems to have his team ready a lot of times to play the 49ers. So he'd be my first pick. Slightly behind him in that power rankings would be Matthew Stafford, because – Matthew Stafford's a good quarterback.
Even with
saw another proposed trade for him. I guess that's just new thing.
They're really, it's weird. They were all in on them 2 weeks ago.
Last I saw, he was proposed to go to Miami this morning.
That's the one I saw, yeah.
Bryce Young going to the Rams. I think it was a 3-team deal.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Someone on FS1 proposed. Bryce Young goes to the...
Chase Daniels.
Chase Daniels proposed that. Bryce Young goes to the Rams. Stafford goes to the Dolphins. And then, I don't know who the third team was, but... That was like the main part of it.
What was the Panthers?
Yeah, the Panthers. I don't know what they get. The Panthers, yeah.
Maybe both first round picks.
They were kind of just minimized.
Because I saw they actually got to give their second round pick this year to the Bears too, I think.
shout out to Mike Florio, because he wrote the next quarterback class should just refuse to go to Carolina. Mm. Just be like, don't go. Mm. Archie Manning this bitch to death. Like, I'm not going. My son's not going. My client's not going. my quarterback from my college isn't going, just make sure he's not going to Carolina. You could have the first pick, the second pick, and the third pick. Mm. Better not take my quarterback because he ain't going. Mm. We can get into that later. I want to stick with your thought on Stafford. It's funny, though. Again, 2 weeks ago, everybody was in on the Rams being a threat to the San Francisco 49ers. Now they're trying to trade Matt Stafford. Now, I'm not, like, the injuries right now are tough. Puka Nacua is out. Cooper Kupp is out. And Stafford, you know, looking at some stats and tendencies from the early part of the season, game plan is probably extremely clear for the San Francisco 49ers, particularly for Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, for that front seven. Mm-hmm. He has not done well under pressure this season. And if you can just get through that offensive line and put some pressure on him, the chances are he's going to make a mistake.
Well, and the offensive line has also dealt with a lot of injuries. I think both
the other part of that stat
are injured. Both guards.
I think everyone's hurt, but one of the guards. I think
the other part of that stat, he's under pressure a lot.
Yeah. Go. You got to get after him. And sometimes, obviously, we want that to result in sacks for sure. But pressure in general. You know what I mean? Getting pressure on the QB, making him make decisions a little sooner than he probably would want to, is just as beneficial than, you know, as getting the actual sack. Because when you do that, you may be able to force him into a turnover, force him into an interception or something like that. If he's got the timing is off. So, they got to get pressure. This seems to be something that's an issue often for the 49ers, or at least a talking point for the 49ers. It's like, oh, if they, the D-line, they haven't been able to get pressure in the last few weeks. If they can't do it this week, then we got real issues. And in the grand scheme of things, there's no real issues. Like, they're fine. But I bet you we hear that a lot this week. Because I don't know. They didn't seem to get a lot of pressure on Aaron Rodgers. They didn't get a lot of pressure on Sam Darnold. So what you just said is going to be a talking point, and then it's going to be followed up by, if they can't get it this week with their whole offensive line injured, then we've got real problems. So, yeah, that'll happen.
Okay. I'm not going to look past, and you said it. I think this is the most important thing. One, Matt Stafford's very good.
Yes.
I think he's a very good quarterback. But I'm with your original thought that you did not hesitate for 1 second, and I know Soren and a couple of other people in the chatty house didn't hesitate for a second on. It's the biggest threat in all of this is Sean McVay. And no matter how many times Kyle Shanahan beat Sean McVay, it doesn't matter. These two, this is a thing. It's a full-on thing. And it's a divisional game. Rallying moments, let's turn things around, let's win one for the Cooper, like whatever. these are like, okay, you know, 0-1, tough way to start the season. 0-2, all right, we've got to figure some things out. We got to figure them out immediately. This season's too short. 0-3, they're you know, your heart starts to race a little quicker. Like, you start to wonder if you start to wonder if this season is for naught really, really early. And while I don't think a soul in Los Angeles, at least within the Rams organization, is paying attention to any random individual's trade proposals for Matt Stafford, you go to 0-3, you do have to start thinking a little bit about what your franchise look like.
Yeah.
You have to think that, according to some, you just lost the best football player on the planet. No one seemed to care 2 weeks ago, by the way, that Aaron Donald had retired. Oh, this team's going to be even though he retired, you know, this is still a team. I think they could challenge the 49ers. Now y'all are trying to trade their quarterback that won them a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. They recognize they've got other position issues to fix. Mm-hmm. You don't have a long-term quarterback in Matthew Stafford, as good as he is. I think he's about to turn 37. Yeah. And 0-3 will start to change your thinking a little bit. Mm-hmm. And maybe that call that was coming from Amazon and Jeff Bezos, all of a sudden, Sean picks up on the first ring. Hey, what's happening, guys?
How you doing? Kanye West once said, back when he first came out, college dropout, can we still get that deal at Rockefeller?
Might be it.
Can we still get that deal at Amazon?
It's as simple as this. If Matt Stafford is under pressure, the Rams can't win this game.
I agree with you.
They cannot win this game. And Cam Akers was roughed up in week two. He got hurt. He left. He came back.
Yeah.
But it's got to be in the back of your head a little bit. He's dinged up.
I still look at this team coming off the game that they had in week two. And Sean McVay is going to coach these guys in a prideful way. And I think they're going to play with a lot of pride on Sunday after the way they got beat up against Arizona. And I just think you're going to see maybe their most spirited performance of the year on Sunday. They're going to be locked in, ready to play. They're going to be a dangerous team on Sunday.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.